Yeah, I would. In order to bring up the on the Android, in order to bring up the wallet, I had to Face ID unlock it. But once the wallet was up, I was free to, you know, pay. Now, I will admit, there's been a couple of times where I was too close to the scanner, and I was scrolling through which card I was going to use, and it picked up. It went ahead and charged it before I, you know, so that was annoying. It only happened once or twice, but, and, you know, that could be troublesome. But, no, there's been several things. Like the other day, you know, somebody said they were trying to call me, and it kept going to voicemail. And somehow the thing just put itself in Do Not Disturb. I never did it, so I don't know, did I hit some secret squirrel, you know, backdoor way to put it in Do Not Disturb mode? I don't know, but, you know, that sucks, and there's just all sorts of little annoyances with this thing. Can't use it as an MSC tag, you can read MSC, but you can't use it as one. That's annoying as hell for something I need to do. Just a lot of annoyances.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
They are not for the tinker, that's for sure. They're very, this is what you get. Out of the box, I don't think there's any shortcuts for Do Not Disturb. I know if you swipe down from the right top screen, there's the control center. You might have inadvertently done something there. You can program two different functions on if you tap the back of the phone, which are not on by default either. So you can do something with that if you ever want to get crazy. You can set up shortcuts. I mean, there's a lot you can do, but you have to do it the way Apple wants you to do it, which coming from Android, I can relate to that 100% because Android is kind of just out of the box, do whatever the hell you want.